Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
We are actual overcomers, and God overcame all of the attack of the enemy on our behalf. He overcame sickness for us. He overcame sin for us. He overcame death for us. He overcame the devil for us. He said, you know, Jesus came to defeat the work of the enemy, and He did exactly that. He came, He defeated the works of the devil, and now it's up to us, up to you and me, to stand in that victory and to instill the victory. You see, we don't have to fight for a victory. We just have to stay in the victory. That's the beautiful thing about God. We stay in the position that is given to us. And the Bible says we are seated together with Christ in heavenly places. That's in Ephesians 2:6. And Ephesians 1:6 says He has made us accepted through the Beloved. And Ephesians 2:6 says we have been seated together with the Beloved, with Christ, in heavenly places. So when we're praying from a position of victory. We're praying from a position above. Spiritually speaking, we're together with Christ. So when we pray from a position of victory. We're not praying up, we're praying down. Because we're seated together with Christ. And we are in the heavenlies with Him in our spiritual realm. We're speaking now. So it's imperative to know that we have the victory. And you've got to get up every day and say, I have the victory. And it's an exciting time to be alive. I believe we as children of God are appointed and designated as His ambassadors. We know it says that in 2 Corinthians 5:20. And He says, we are ambassadors for Christ. That means we represent Jesus Christ. We represent Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We represent the kingdom of God. If you're a child of God, say, I represent the kingdom of God. That means you're representing Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And a good thing to ask yourself at the end of each day, would I have been proud to have Jesus walk with me this whole day? You know, and there's things we can do to help us stay in check. You know, you've got Congress and you've got, you know, all these different branches of government, and they are supposed to be there for checks and balances. You know, checking up and making sure we don't get into too much trouble. And we don't stray. Well, we can have checks and balances for our lives as well. And so we can check up on ourselves, take our pulse, our spiritual pulse, and find out, where am I? And then we can actually monitor, and we can have goals and monitor the progress towards that goal. And you know, a lot of people become goal-oriented. And you know, the goal remains the same. It always remains the same. My goal is to see souls come into the kingdom of heaven. That's my goal. But my methods don't always remain the same. My methods can change. The goal remains the same, but the methodology of how I get to that goal could change from season to season. So don't get hung up on, I've got to do it this way, and I've got to do this, and I've got to do that. No, if it's advancing you towards the goal and it's in line with the Word of God, then it might be a new season. Change certain things. Mix it up. Amen. And so it's exciting. And I believe we're called for such a time as now. I really believe. I don't believe that America's been on a greater crossroad than now. Maybe when they had the Civil War, they were at a major place there. But this one right now, I see this is for the souls of mankind. That was for the human body and the way we live. Today, I believe that this is now for the souls of mankind. Because you've got to understand, America is still a world leader, or the world leader. And when America gets cold, the whole world sneezes. That's just how it works. And so I'm absolutely of the opinion that we are in a battle for the lives and the souls and the spirit of humanity today. We are now fighting for the souls of mankind. I really believe that. We are called. You and I are called for such a time as now. And we've got to see ourselves as an integral part of what God wants to do in the earth. Don't just see yourself as, I'm a Christian, I've been saved 30 years, I've been saved 1 year, I've been saved 100 years. Just say, I am needed for the kingdom advancement. It's all about kingdom. Say kingdom advancement. And so we have got to be in position today. And you know, with the coronaviruses and the rioting and the elections and the fires and the hurricanes and the earthquakes and all that's taking place out there, don't let it distract us from our call of getting the Word of God into the people. You see, what's going to change a man? A man can try to be good, but without Christ, he'll never be good. Willpower can't cut it. God power does it. And so salvation is the start of turning people's lives towards kingdom mentality. So salvation at this point in time is vital for the nations of the world. It's vital because only when you receive Christ will you start adhering to the word of truth. And you'll start saying, no, that doesn't line up with the word of God. We can't agree with that. The word of God says this. I cannot stand behind that. Amen. And I promise you, I know, and you also picking up in your spirit, the time is getting close for the return of the groom, for the bride. Because when you start seeing what's taking place, and you've got to keep your eye on Israel. You have to keep your eye on Israel. It's like God's time clock. And you'll see the peace accords now that the Arab nations are making with Israel. And now that Turkey has come against Israel and against America and settled up with Russia, this is all spoken of in the book of Daniel, in the book of Ezekiel, in the book of Revelation. It's all mentioned by name. It's coming down the pike. There is no ifs, buts, and doubts about it. It's happening. Everything that God has decreed and declared is coming to pass. We have seen it come to pass. Every word that God utters will come to pass. And so when he said there's going to be all of this stuff happening, he wasn't kidding. Because when I got to America 20 years ago, it wasn't happening. It was a little bit of stuff, but then 2001, 9/11 kicked in, and that changed so much. And then it just went on and on and on. And then we saw the terrorist activity, and then we saw all of the things taking place, and we started passing laws that were so diametrically opposed to God that I believe it opened up portals in the heavenlies and allowed demonic activity to come into this country and around the world. Because not only did we say, in this country we're passing this law, we went to other countries and said, if you don't do this, we're not going to give you funds any longer. So we started to spread the toxic poison that was being released. And so we are needed today. Don't sit here thinking, I'm on the bench. You're not in the bench. God wants you in the game. Amen. He wants you in the game. Amen. So, having said all that, we're here for healing. But you know what? I'm talking healing of the nations as well. You know, when you talk healing, we're talking the physical healing in our bodies. But what about healing for the nations? You know, the Bible says a righteous man is a tree of life. A righteous man or woman is a tree of life. And they that win souls are wise. Amen. That's what the word says in Proverbs. A righteous man or woman is a tree of life, not a tree of death. A tree of life. And they that win souls are wise. This is a time for us now. Don't be nervous. Don't be scared about what might they think. They already think you're a nut. If you're in Christ, they think you're crazy. If you're preaching the word, they think you're nuts. If you're saying, you know what, I will submit to my husband, and the husband says, I will love you like Christ loves the church, they think you're insane. They already said that. We were at a wedding one day. This is back in South Africa. And my pastor did the wedding, and he was talking from Ephesians and Philippians. And he mentioned that the man should love the woman as Christ loved the church and died for her. And the woman should respect and submit to the man. And a woman came up to him so angry after the service, so angry. How dare you say that a woman should submit to her husband? You see, we are considered a peculiar people. Did he not say you will be considered to be peculiar? But what people don't recognize in the natural realm, they're looking in the spiritual realm, they would see a king with a priestly anointing. God called us kings with priestly anointings. People are looking in the natural and going with sense, and it's not even common sense, because what they pass and what they do is not common sense. Amen. And so they're looking in the natural and they're going with feelings, nothing more than feelings, right? Because as long as they go by feelings, the next verse is teardrops rolling down on my face. And then when it's all said and done and the great day has arrived, they sing, I did it my way, and wish they didn't. Really? This is how it goes. Cheers. Coffee. You know, we make a little bit lighthearted fun about this, but if I didn't laugh, the seriousness of where we're at, I'm telling you, I would get depressed. Thank God I don't get into depression. Thank God I know in whom I trust, in whom I serve. The hope and glory is Christ in me. And thank God I have that. Because I see people saying, well, if this guy wins, I'm leaving the country. That, I mean, there's no hope for people. Just no hope. You know? And so we've got to remember that Christ is our leader. Christ will direct us. The Holy Spirit is with us. The Holy Spirit will encamp about us. Warring angels protecting us. Pray this. Believe this. Walk in it. Amen. So I believe we're in this place and we need healing for our physical body and we need healing for the nations. They need to come and get saved by Christ. Amen. By the power of the Holy Spirit through Christ and what he did. And so we are trees of life. See yourself with rivers of not deathly, not dirty, not stagnant waters, rivers of living water coming from where? Well, the kingdom of God is with God is within you. How can God say that? Because the Holy Ghost is within me. That's why I say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. The kingdom of heaven is within me. So rivers of living water come out from me, but it's living water. It's living water, tree of life. So see yourself as a life bringer. Don't just see yourself as, my name's Jack. Hi. No, see yourself as, hi, I'm Jack, a life bringer. I've got rivers of living water in my life. And I can get you washed clean and purified if you listen to what the Word of God says. And you can receive Jesus and you can become a river of life. Don't just see yourself as just, ho-hum, I'm at church. What's the point of coming? You're learning, you're getting faith, but you're fat with faith, but faith without work is dead. So it's a waste of your time. Put action to what you know. Put action to your faith and start seeing yourself as a king with a priestly anointing, as an ambassador, as a tree of life, as a river that flows out of your belly with living water. That means anyone who comes near me will get healed, will get saved, will get prosperous, will get restored in the relationships. Anyone that stands in front of me will get caught up. My cup runneth over.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese Boots, along with